All right, we'll move on to agenda item C. This is future meeting planning. Any comments from the commission or staff?
Commissioner McIsaac.
Commissioner McIsaac.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just two things here. First, on agenda item 15, the Columbia River salmon fishery policy business. I thought maybe for public notice purposes, maybe something a little bit stronger in the title than just Columbia River that got to the salmon fishery policy matter. And on the description for the public, staff will brief the Columbia River work group's discussion on upriver, lower river allocation business. As it's structured now, the workshop will be discussing the remaining analysis and not the spring Chinook allocation business, which has been the subject of prior analysis. So just for accuracy on that little couple of words there, I'd suggest replacing work group's discussion with policy analysis, so the public knows that there'll be a briefing on the policy analysis on upriver, lower river, spring Chinook allocation, and we'll get public testimony on that. The other matter I just bring up for the commission to think about, and maybe ask the chair of the Wildlife Committee if she has a perspective on this, is the cougar rules matter showing up as the last thing of the day on Friday. And I recall several meetings ago when southern resident killer whales was the last agenda item of the day. It was that I've been looking forward to for the day. And at the end of a long day, I think there were several commissioners that said maybe we might not want to have big meaty issues that come up as the last thing of the day. I know we've gotten a lot of letters on this this special cougar situation, and that there's rumors that we might have a lot of testimony. And I don't think it'd be good for our image if it turns out that at the end of the day, we do have a lot of public testimony, and for some reason this agenda item gets cut short a little bit because it's at the end of the day. But I would just defer to the chair of the Wildlife Committee that she probably has a better finger on the pulse of whether indeed we ought to expect a lot of public comment on this or no.
I'm certainly hearing the same rumor as you are, that there are people who are going to come. There's frustration about how far we seem to be going with the rule change, and we also have not yet heard from the Cougar Advocacy Committee, and I think that we can expect a good showing there as well. So it is, I think Commissioner McIsaac raises a point. Either we need to be prepared at the end of the day to sit and listen to lots of emotional people, or think about revising the order of the agenda. I toss that to the commission, the full commission, for a decision. But I do think that we should expect considerable public testimony. And then speaking of public testimony, we saw Bill Twite's email yesterday that he's concerned about the amount of time we're allowing for the Columbia River item on Saturday, that, this is the east side opportunity to bring their concerns about allocation, spring Chinook allocation on the Columbia River. So we may have quite a bit of testimony on that.
Any comments from the commission?
This is Jim Anderson. I agree with that. I think we're going to hear a lot on the issue. I'm sure we'll hear about about the Columbia River, too. I think the unfortunate situation is we got, you know, we'll have a briefing on Wednesday, or the committee will, or the work group will, and then it would be like Saturday when the Columbia River topic comes up for public hearing. So it's kind of a, people are going to be hanging around or having to make two trips or, but I guess that's just the nature of, you know, different issues that come up. So
this is Bob. Is there a recommendation then to shift the timing of this, of the Cougar agenda item to earlier?
Well, my feeling, Bob, this is Kim, is that if we do keep the Cougars at the end of the day, that I would ask for a commitment from the commission to stick around. There's a lot of emotion around this, and public testimony, I think, is important as a release valve and opportunity for us to hear the concerns on both sides. Because, as I said, we haven't heard from the advocates yet on this rule change, but they're out there, and they're concerned as well. So,
Commissioner
McKenzie. Go ahead, Commissioner McKenzie.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I noticed that Saturday ends at 9:30. If we expanded the Columbia River matter a little bit, maybe that might go longer than 9:30, but it's unusual for us to end quite that early. In March, there was some consideration in our briefing books about the Cougar thing being on Saturday. So I wondered if you were about to make some remarks there, Mr. Chairman, but subsequent to that, I wonder if the staff could speak to any. This is the time where this agenda has to get finalized, as I understand it, because we're so close to the March meeting.
Right.
So I wondered maybe if staff would have some reactions to moving it to Saturday.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Amy Windrop. I think the concern, what I hear is that we want to make sure that commissioners have the energy to hear the Cougar piece. I think we have adequate time for the Cougar piece. I mean, we have a full hour, so it seems like the time isn't a problem. Late in the day is always, you know, it's late in the day. But there's nothing we can put into that spot, which would then have you ending kind of early on Friday. And we can certainly add some time to the Columbia River briefing. You know, we can add another 15, 20 minutes, or even a half hour. Having the wildlife staff will have been there since Thursday, so
right.
It's adding you know, another overnight for staff. So I'm inclined to try to keep staff work, you know, in a container, but of course, you know, I'm happy to defer to how you want to do the agenda, but I leave it up to you. But it seems like we have enough time for it in that afternoon. And I think having it later in the day makes more sense because it's a Friday afternoon and people can come and testify. I think that's better than a middle of the day time, you know, just for public purposes.
I have a comment, if I may. I think Commissioner Silver brought up a really good point, as well as McIsaac. I don't have the agenda open here right in front of me. What time are we scheduled to adjourn on Friday? Does somebody have that handy?
Yeah, we're scheduled to adjourn at 9:30. No, on Friday.
No, on Friday.
On Friday.
5:15. 5:15?
Right.
If I could make a suggestion, in the spirit of trying to hear from as many people as we can, why don't we roll that out till 6 o'clock? And I think that really, I know that's late for people in some cases, but that's going to really open up some additional time for people that want to share their views with us. Does anybody have any thoughts or objections to that idea?
No, that's fine, Larry. I think that's a good idea.
I'm fine, too. I think that's
Don?
Great.
Yeah, no, that sounds fine. I think that would do an adequate time frame for once public comment is over for the commissioners to have a discussion about the matter as well.
Okay. All right. If no, hearing no objections, we'll move that we'll adjourn at 6 p.m. on the Friday in Tri-Cities. Okay. Any other future meeting planning discussion?
And can we adjourn a little bit later on Saturday to allow a little more time for...
Absolutely. Yeah. We're pretty flexible there, I believe, Commissioner Dorfman. And I think that's the right thing to do.
Great.
Wrapping up future meeting planning, any additional comments from the commission? Okay, hearing none. Did I step on somebody?
This is Joe Panesco.
Good morning, Joe.
I want to give a heads up as to the March agenda. So while my predecessor did not have a regular practice of attending committee meetings, as a newly appointed attorney to the commission, I've been trying to make it to the committee meetings just to learn and to be of assistance. So I do intend on being there on Thursday. Due to a conflict, I won't be able to be there on the Wednesday policy review committee meeting. So,
thank you. Okay. We appreciate your attendance, Joe, when you can be there.
Indeed. Okay, we'll move to the last.